Good Monday to you all. Good Monday from Cork in Ireland. A little update on what I've been doing over the last few days. And a little update on the most remarkable phrase that I heard quoted or given to us as a gift. On Thursday last, it being Monday today, I left Cork and I went to a conference, a gathering of people for 4 days. A whole lot of people that I knew were there. And the whole event included golf on Thursday, a gathering of people which was deliberately built to be a mixture of people from the UK and Ireland. And that was a kind of unofficial meeting. And then the official gathering began on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I came back on Sunday evening after having a lot of trouble finding electricity to charge my car. And I got back to Cork at about 9 o'clock in the evening. And I was knackered, completely and utterly exhausted. I hadn't had as much sleep as usual on any of those nights. I'd drunk a lot more Guinness than I have drunk already this year, if you like. I drank a year's worth of Guinness, I would say. I had at least 3 pints every day. And that would have been Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I didn't have any on Sunday. And they only included one Guinness Zero. And I did so much talking, so much listening, that I was, if you like, in a kind of way, on duty all the time. The most I did was wander out of the hotel, wander through the car park for a few minutes, very few minutes, and come back inside. It was in a place called Tralee, and the only time I saw anything of Tralee was when I was looking for a place to charge my car. Oh yes, now, I'm telling you this because something happened at this event, which, I don't want to forget myself, so I can be able to listen to back to this, and that's a great thing that podcast episodes give you an opportunity to record for your own history, but also for anybody else's who wants to listen, including my grandchildren. The phrase was given by a keynote speaker at a dinner on the Saturday evening. And essentially he said that what we're doing at this conference is getting ourselves a BFF, or doing BFF. Well, of course, everybody knew what BFF was. Something to do with best friend. I can't remember what the other F stands for. But he translated this into building foundational friendships. Building foundational friendships. And by that he meant that, well, he also used the word family. So it was a kind of, he talked about these people all in this room being family to each other. Not blood family, but still family. Familial family or whatever. But building foundational friendships. And that gave me, and I'm sure in a whole lot of other people in the room, an opportunity to think about the fact that they were in a room with some people who they knew already. And so in a sense, they were building on a foundation of friendship, which they might well have started to have online, on Zoom, but also might have met at some events at which they were being trained or even at the previous last year's conference, or in some people's case, they'd have been to 7 and 8 conferences. So they were definitely connecting with others in a positive and enjoyable way. Building foundational friendships also was a kind of invitation to go up to somebody who you didn't know at all and start talking to them. Engage with them, listen to them, pay attention to them, and get an opportunity to say to them something that you might like to say to them. So Roger Caesar is the person who, he's a Canadian, and he's a member of Toastmasters International, and he's also he's a previous world champion in public speaking. By that I mean that he got third place in the world in a few years ago. I think it might have been 2019. But in my world, he's a super guy, and I have to own up to the fact that, or confess, or I say with pride that he's a good friend of mine. But this phrase I'd never heard him use before, and I don't know when he invented it. I don't know if he invented it, but it kind of pulled everything together for me, because there's a tremendous friendly atmosphere when people get together at Toastmasters, even if it is in a local situation where there's, you know, 15, 20, 25 people in a local community meeting every couple of weeks, for example, or else meeting on Zoom. But this foundational, and I could say to myself, I've got all these people towards whom I am friendly, or who certainly seem very friendly to me, but the idea that each of these contacts with an individual or group was building, and then foundational, a foundation. And a foundation, of course, is something you can build on top of, or a foundation is something you can go out from. And the number of potential collaborations that were, you know, in the air, if you like, at this kind of a meeting, a district conference, where there'd be plenty of people you'd never have met before, it is a powerful phrase. So that's what I brought back. I don't know where I'm going to use it, but it isn't all that often that I come back from a gathering of people with a phrase that I can say to myself, that's going to be part of my DNA in future. Now, I know you can't alter your DNA on a weekend, but it was something. So I'm passing it on in case you might have a situation which you could think about, speak about, as, oh, I was away building foundational friendships, person by person. I think now it would be a good idea to go back to the studio. Goodness knows what the studio thinks of it, but back to the studio.